What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast all about Minecraft updates. Whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we're just making up on our own just for fun. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying this podcast, please consider subscribing to it wherever you listen to podcasts on. And if you find yourself really enjoying it, consider leaving a review, a positive review, maybe even sharing it with a friend who might also enjoy the podcast. Yeah, spread the word. Let's get more people listening. All right, guys, now remember what I said last week, what I began last week, that Tuesdays and Thursdays episodes are going to be all about the Q&A. The Q&A usually is a segment that I do at the beginning of every podcast, but I've decided that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the entire podcast will just be the Q&A. Because I really like to feature you guys. I think that this is most listeners' favorite part about the podcast is potentially hearing their views and opinions expressed on this podcast and me reacting to them. I think that that's kind of the heart and soul of what I'm doing here. And so I think that this is a great way to go. So let's start here with the question that I asked a few episodes ago. What is one rare thing in Minecraft that you think is too hard to get? There's a lot of rare things in Minecraft, and which is great because there's a lot of people out there who play the game to even collect these things. It gives a sense of accomplishment. A lot of these rare items have really cool uses. Some of them don't. Some of them are more like trophy items. I'm thinking about specifically the dragon's egg. I mean, that's one of the most rare things in Minecraft, and it doesn't really serve a function at all. So they cover a lot of bases, but in the end, it just serves as a sense of accomplishment that you got this thing anyway. And I think that it's really cool that there are these more like treasure features in Minecraft. And I hope to see these things more often in the future. So let's see what you guys had to say about this. Jay says maces are too rare. Like finding one, you have to go to at least 3 or 5 trial chambers. Jay, I think you're being kind of conservative here because I think it's even more than that, honestly. Potentially. Finding the getting the breeze rod, not that hard. You just have to kill a breeze to get a few, like a handful of breeze rods, and that's just one of the ingredients that you have to have to craft the mace. But getting the heavy core is like, it's hugely rare. And so you might spend your time going through 5 or more trial chambers and maybe not even getting one. Now, again, it's not just the normal trial chambers. You have to also go through the ominous event that you use the ominous bottle, this new thing that's coming up in the upcoming update. You have to drink this bottle and it triggers an ominous event in the trial chambers. It changes the spawners to ominous spawners, making it more difficult. And then you are able to then unlock with ominous keys the ominous vault, which those ominous vaults have a very rare chance of giving you the core. So all I'm trying to say is that, yes, I agree with you. The heavy core might be too rare. I'm not sure. Maybe this is necessary to balance out the powerful mace, but I think it's really, really rare. Jake says name tags are too rare. Now, I don't know about this. I tend to get enough name tags. I don't really want to name tag too many things in the game. But I can see how if you really want to collect a lot of animals and have them all named different things, then potentially name tags can be too rare. In my use case, you know, I might want to name my pet. Maybe I have like at most 3 pets that I want to name. And that just means I just need to find 3 name tags. That's not going to be too hard to find, especially if you have mine shafts. Usually you get through mine shafts and you have a handful of name tags at the end of those. So I don't know if these are too rare, but that's just for my use case. You might have a different experience than me. Leo says the beacon. You really have to get 3 rare drops fight a boss and get a bunch of ore just to get like jump boost. And that's a good point. You know, I do think that the beacon should be revisited. I think it would be cool if the beacons, the different materials that you make a beacon out of, give you different levels of, different levels of benefit. Maybe with obviously netherite giving you something incredibly amazing, and then something like iron giving you something a little bit more basic, maybe something like copper being even more basic than that. But I don't know, that might be for a future podcast on how to update the beacon. I Like Dogs says one thing that's hard to get is the blue axolotl, as it's only a 1 in 1,200 chance of getting. If that's true, then that's incredibly rare. I kind of like this though, because it makes it even more amazing when you get it. It's just like you won the lottery, and I like that. I think that being a rare mob that doesn't have a functionality, it's just a different texture, I think that that's really, really cool. Cosmo Server, I guess I hope I'm saying that right, or Cosmos VR, says the heavy core, it should be found in the stronghold or crafted with stone in a zombie head, maybe. yeah, I don't know about that. I think that would probably be a little bit too easy to get the mace at that point. But I don't know. That's up for the community to decide. Quinn says the spyglass is too rare. I don't know if I agree with this, because, you know, you craft the spyglass with copper and an amethyst crystal. Amethyst crystals are really easy to get. Once you find an amethyst, you can get, you know, a chest full of them almost. And you can obviously farm them. And then copper is everywhere. So I'm not sure if the spyglass is really that rare. Maybe it's rare to find one in a loot chest if it's part of some sort of loot table, but it's definitely not a rare thing to be able to craft. Quacky says everyone will agree the heavy core, and it looks like everyone does agree, because we've had more than one person say the heavy core. So absolutely, the heavy core is probably one of the most rare things in Minecraft at this point. Clone 5555 says sponges are annoying to collect, since they are only found in ocean monuments and you only get around a dozen blocks per sponge room. Good point here. I think that the sponges, for what they do, I don't think that they should be so rare, but there could be some counter arguments that could persuade me otherwise. But again, I think that they are a little too rare, in my opinion. Jasper says diamonds. I never find them, and when I do, I die. Oh, bad luck, Jasper. I agree. Sometimes it seems like diamonds are too hard to find, but then other times it feels like you can't stop finding them. It just depends on the day in Minecraft. Nightwolf says the lodestone. Now, this one I do agree with, definitely. The lodestone, I think, is too expensive in its crafting. It requires a lot of netherite, if I'm remembering correctly. And I think that that's just a little too expensive. For what it does, I feel like it's a very useful thing, but it's not like powerful. Like, it's not giving you an advantage over other people, like other players, or over mobs in the game. It's not keeping you safe in any way. It's not an offensive like weapon kind of thing. All it's there is to show you the way to another place. And I think it should be a little less expensive than it is right now. I don't think that it needs netherite, but maybe it could be moderately expensive. Maybe diamonds could be involved in the process at some point. But I do think having netherite be involved in the crafting recipe for the lodestone is just making it too expensive. John Marshmallow says, I'm not sure, but definitely not the heavy core. It's perfectly balanced for how overpowered the mace is with enchantments. So this is somebody who disagrees with the other people and says that the heavy core is not too rare. Now, I think I agree with this. I think that the rareness of the heavy core is perfectly balanced with the power of the heavy mace, or the heavy mace, especially when enchanted with things like density and breach and the other one, Gust. I'm not sure what the other one is called. I can't believe I forgot. Windburst. I think that's it. So I'm okay with the heavy core being as rare as it is. But again, I haven't really played through it to know the experience firsthand. I'm relying on everyone else to sort of tell me what their experience is at this point before I actually play the game and play that update. So yeah, it seems like it's fine to me, but I'm open to hearing other perspectives. Torben says, naturally generating emeralds, I know you are supposed to trade for them, but I have been in situations where I have to mine for them, and it is a pain. Wow, a situation where you have to mine for the emeralds, I'm sure, is really a pain if you're not able to get them from villagers somehow. I don't know. I kind of like the rarity of the emerald ore. It's one of those things where, for collectors especially, it's kind of a treat to get it. It's a rare decorative block. You don't really want to mine it for the emeralds. You want to silk touch that and bring it back to base with you so you can build something really cool out of it. I know Pixel Rifts, another podcaster in the Minecraft space, he likes to collect emerald ores, and especially deep slate emerald ores, because those are the most rare. So, yeah, I think that, yeah, they are rare, but I kind of like how rare they are. Downtime says sponges. Again, somebody with sponges. Even if you go 4 to 5 ocean monuments and have water breathing, there is still a chance of not getting sponges. I think there should be a way to trade for sponges. I think that there's a way to trade for them from wandering traders, but maybe a more reliable, maybe we should get them from fishermen, villagers. That might be a good way to go. Maybe it could be a rare trade. Maybe you can only unlock it from swamp or jungle villagers. But I do think that it does need to be a little bit easier to get than it is at this point. Mark says, Netherite is just plain annoying, especially with the new update. Now, considering how powerful Netherite weapons are, I don't know if I agree with this. Yeah, I don't know. Netherite weapons are really, really powerful. Netherite armor is really, really powerful. But now, you do bring it up. Now, with the new update bringing in the mace, maybe Netherite should not be so difficult to get. Yeah, that's something I haven't considered, really. And I'll have to think about that one. But you may have convinced me that the Netherite upgrade templates need to go. And maybe we need to go back to the old way. Yeah, I think potentially that's the way to go. This person likes Chickens Forever says the conduit. Honestly, I'm okay with the heart of the sea, but 8 Nautilus shells? That takes way too long for me personally, and you have to build the prismarine structure. In the end, it's not worth it. Interesting here. Now, the conduit is a crazy thing in my opinion, because it really is a cool feature in Minecraft. But I don't really see very many people using it for its intended purpose. So I don't know. I think it depends. If you're going to be using the conduit for its intended purpose, then maybe it is kind of balanced as is. But if it's going to be something that you're just using kind of as a one-off thing, then yeah, maybe it is being a little too gatekept. So I'm all for making it more accessible for the general audience of Minecraft. And maybe that's what's needed to finally tip the scales in its favor and get people to use it more often. And finally, Silas says, a trident is too difficult to get compared to what it actually does. Now, I agree with this. I agree with this take completely. Now, this is probably a Java player, and in Java, it is a little bit harder to get than it is in Bedrock. So if you're in Bedrock and you've just got a double chest full of tridents and you can't get rid of them fast enough, then disregard this. But for us Java players, the trident is harder to get. And for what it does, it doesn't really make sense. Now, I'm of the opinion that it does not need to be easier to get. It just needs to be better. So, yes, it's too rare for what it actually does. But I think that the rareness needs to stay the same. And what it actually does needs to change. I think the trident just needs to be a better weapon, and then I'm fine with it being as rare as it is in Java. So, yeah. So thank you so much, guys, for these opinions and ideas. If you want yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can do so on the Discord. The link is in the description. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment of this episode, of this podcast. So you can go there and you can check it out. Also, it's a great place to chat with other people who listen to the podcast. You can chat about Minecraft. You could chat about Minecraft updates. You could also chat about the One Block Challenge. It's a weekly challenge that I do here on the podcast where I give you guys a theme and I challenge you to come up with a block around that theme to introduce into Minecraft. The current theme for this week's challenge is replacing. So if you need a refresher on how the challenge works, all the details are in the description below, and I can't wait to see the ideas you guys have for me. The deadline for your ideas is tomorrow, so go ahead and get me your ideas in as soon as possible by the end of tomorrow, so I can have them all ready to pick the winners and read them in Friday's episode. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.